The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig. Hey guys, welcome back. This week on the Workshop Downtown Podcast, we're talking all about your to-do list. It could either be a really awesome thing that you look at every day, that you feel like you're accomplishing your goals, moving forward in life, or it could feel like a nightmare, stress ball, want to crawl in a hole because you have so many things to do and it keeps going on and on and on and on and on, and it's a source of massive stress and anxiety.
Yep, I have an issue with that, so I'm excited for this workshop.
Same. So I wanted to teach this workshop because I feel like I have found some good hacks with the to-do list, and there's a lot of good websites like USANA, Slack, that help with your to-do, Evernote. You could get really, like, techie with it, but for me, I like a good old-fashioned Google Doc.
Yeah.
And I did some things with the Google Doc, and I've been practicing this for a couple of years, and I wanted to dive into what's working and how people could start getting, feeling better about their to-do list.
Yes. Okay. I'm
into
ready
it,
to
into
hear
it. Okay. How I always organize my to-do list now is I go back to my vision, I go back to my mission, and I go back to my why, and that's on the header of my to-do list.
Mm.
So when I sit down and I look at my to-do list, I'm also then looking at my vision, what am I doing, my mission is how I'm doing it, and why the hell I'm doing all this crazy stuff.
So
when I sit and do the to-do list, I'm connecting those small actions to the bigger piece. Because for me, if I just look at a whole laundry list of things I have to do, it gives me a lot of anxiety. And so I like to connect it to the bigger picture.
Mm, yeah, I really like that.
Okay, good. Then there's more.
I already feel like, okay.
You yes, feel better. You feel better.
I feel better about my to-do list, and I haven't even written my mission and vision at the top.
Yeah, and when you do that, you just feel like, okay, big picture, but what is the small chunks that I have to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I take it one step further. And this is something that I'm obsessed with right now that I've been doing for the last couple of months, and I feel so much better. And especially with, like, the restaurant, because the restaurant is very a big project. We have two restaurants going on a third, and there seems to always be something to do. So now I'm breaking everything into season.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay. So I break it all into seasons, and I've already have notes for, like, next winter season, or like winter 2018 from notes I wrote from 2017.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah, with different things, more events that I want to do, things that I want to make sure we accomplish. But I already basically have the roadmap for the year, but I just break it down very simply with a few points per season.
Ooh, I love that.
Good, right?
Yeah, I take notes when I do an event or something. Like, this past weekend, did workshops at this Queen Bee Handmade Market.
Mm.
And I have this little running list of notes.
For next
but if
time.
Yeah, but if I divided it up by season, like, that would make it more manageable and easier for me to find.
Exactly.
Because I will write notes down about an event, and then I go to find them, and I don't know where I put them.
So here
that
comes to
the
next
time.
Point. You're going to create one Google Doc.
Yes.
And then break it down into season, and then so for next, we're still like in winter on mm-hmm. the cusp of spring, put a section, so this is my next point, I put it into sections. I have a media section, I have a behind the scenes section,
ooh.
I have a pop-up event section, I have a follow-up section. Depending on what your business is, I'm a creative director, so a lot of my stuff has to be around media, behind the scenes kind of stuff, events, follow-ups, things of that nature. But whatever your business is like, maybe you have a blog section, a shop section, a business development section, however you want to break it up.
It's
but
so
for you, in your winter 2019 section under pop-up events, you could have a little dash curating at Queen Bee Market and put the bullet points of your notes from this year.
I'm doing that.
Right? So then when you look at it.
Crack open my computer, yes.
When you look at it, it's all in one spot. Mm-hmm. You have the bullet points. And then what I like to do is basically every day when I put in my to-dos for that day or look at my list of what I have, I also clean out stuff. I delete what I've already accomplished. Maybe I'll edit something down. So it's always this living and breathing document, and everything I put in there. That's why a lot of people tell me things. I'm like, just email me, because when you email me, I'll add it to my list.
And it's already in your Google that's already open.
Right.
And I see you with your Google Docs, always. And now
yes,
it's making sense.
That's why. I love it. And then for Vegination, because being the creative director and having a team now around what we're all working on, I shared my Google Doc with the team. All the managers and executive chefs, sous chefs, all have access to my Google Doc.
So they should know what's coming.
They know They're what's looking. Happening. Yeah. So now I'm like, hey, if you guys have a question, look at my Google Doc, because you'll see the status of everything. And I step now on the weekends, but I work on it every day.
That's awesome.
So if you, and Jen of Ferguson's taught me how to tag people in the Google Doc.
What?
Yeah, you could tag people, like your apprentices. You could tag them in the Google Doc, like, hey, Brianna, this is your task.
What?
And then they get an email to look at it.
That's a major
And then hack, when they're done with it, they click done.
That's awesome. See, I tried using an organizer online like that, the Asana.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out.
They're good. I know Ferguson's uses it, which is awesome. But for me, just like keeping it clean and simple.
And simple. And again, streamlining, going back to our last episode. Like being able to have something all in one place.
I like it.
Keep it clean.
It's really simple.
Keep track of things. You're more organized.
Exactly.
I like that a lot.
And then something that I learned from a workshop I took at Ferguson's, it was called Get Things Done. And the big takeaway there is all the things on your to-do list of like, oh, that would be really cool. Or, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. But it's not necessarily something that you're working on now. That goes into the, like, follow-up or look at this later type of section. So it's not clogging up your actual to-do list. And then you have all this anxiety of, like, big ideas, things you need to do, but then you still have to write your blog post, you know? So keeping that separate. So I have, like, a follow-up section. And that's where I put that kind of, like, bigger ideas or things that I want to accomplish. I keep it in that section.
That's so smart.
And then every season, every once in a while, you could go through and filter it.
Yeah, because I have, with all my notebooks and planner, all these notes everywhere, and then they all pile up, and then I have to go back and weed through, and okay, what are my priorities to get done
today? It happens. And then you end up getting notebooks, you have planners, you have calendars, and then you just feel super stressed out.
And then you lose things really easily.
You lose it.
What happens in my case all the time.
And
where
then,
are those notes?
And then, exactly. And then one other thing I would say is, with the to-do list, I do like to get groovy with it, if you will. And with the manifest journaling practice, whatever I have to do today, I write it in my manifest journal, and I do it the night before. So I wake up already knowing what I have ahead. And then I tune into, you could call it the universe, God, divine powers, your inner source, however you want to say it. Tuning in of like what would feel really good to help me accomplish this to-do list. So it becomes more of like a spiritual practice or just more intuitive. You're not so reactionary. So on really good days when I'm in my practice, that's what I'm doing before looking at anything else.
Is that going to be a podcast? Manifest journaling?
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, I mean, I know about it because I know you and I'm familiar with the, you know, your workshops.
Yes,
but for someone, and I know even just elements of the things that I've picked up from that, like how helpful that is to.
We could do that.
Yeah, okay.
We could do that.
Okay.
But yes, we could for sure do that. If you're interested in that, on YouTube, type in how to manifest journal.
You'll
have a video. You'll see me pop up in my old apartment with a journal and a pen.
That was one of my first impressions of Kelly, too.
Really?
Because I think when we were, when we started talking over Instagram. And
when
realized,
I found her on Instagram.
Yeah, when we realized we were kindred souls.
Yes.
She was like, check out this video. This is this manifest journaling that I created. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. And you had white blonde hair,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was
I've seen that
back
video.
In the day. I want to do a new one, but for now.
That's good, though.
It's up.
That's so
cool. I have
cool.
one thing up and done
yes,
that I haven't torn
good.
Down.
That works.
Started over. Yeah. So if you want to check that out, that will definitely help you. If you... So there's two different types of creatives, right? Some are more of, like, the discipline, more behind-the-scenes mechanical. And then there are some who are super into the actual creative art of it. So I think the manifest journaling is good to help you balance that out. And mm-hmm. not even that it has to be perfectly balanced, but when you need to get more, like, feet on the ground, get things done, and then when you want to go more into the... openness, spiritual, creative soul type of thing, it helps you mm-hmm. tune into both. So I think tuning into those two sides of you and making sure on your to-do list that you don't get too caught up in the nitty-gritty of behind the scenes of starting a small business.
Mm-hmm.
I know you and I have both experienced that. We went into the business for this cool creative project, and then you end up being like, with the accountant and the lawyer and, like, you know, writing emails. And you're like, what the hell did I do? Like, I started because of this cool idea, and now I'm, like, getting inundated with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, the little tedious tasks.
Yeah, so putting, I learned this from Marie Forleo, and whoever isn't familiar with Marie Forleo, she's amazing. She puts a time with her tasks too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to take an hour. This is going to take an hour and a half. So I started doing that on days that I really want to be more disciplined and more mindful. I found that helped. But making sure that your creativity is on your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
even
self-care.
Self-care.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I even put on my to-do list. I'll show you my even updated to-do list that I was just playing around with for our workshop tomorrow. I even have, like, morning rituals, night rituals, weekend rituals on my to-do list.
Yep.
Even for my business, because we are small businesses. It's like we are all one.
Yes. Yeah.
I do have that on my to-do list.
That's awesome. I know I used to do that when I was teaching with pencil it in. Okay, I'm from this time to this time,
mm-hmm.
I'm going on a walk, or I will go to yoga and pencil in the driving time and everything, so I knew that block of time.
Yes.
I'm not available for anything else.
Tune
I have to take
out.
Care of myself. Yeah.
So good. So look at your to-do list. I would say the number one thing to get started today, start a Google Doc, organize it with your vision, your mission, your why. If you want to put some self-care rituals on there, I love that. And then organize it for the season. So we're about to get into spring. So if you want to get a head start on spring, organize that. And I think just doing that will make you feel better. And if you have people on your team, start tagging them so you don't feel like it's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big part of
this
too.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders every time you look at your to-do list.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, so start tagging your people.
Good.
Start tagging the team. And have it work with you. Have it feel like a living part of your team, and that it's a living document you could always delete, you could always pull back. It's actually really a great feeling when you, like, you know what? I'm just going to delete this. It's okay. I have a lot of good stuff. It's helping me focus on quality
mm-hmm.
versus just quantity of, like, doing everything. It's making me much more focused.
And just moving it around. Your point with
mm-hmm.
that, like, for me, knowing that it can be an idea that's long term.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to delete it, but I can move it to this other document or this other page
totally.
For later.
Or even at the end of it, at the end of the Google Doc, I've done it different ways, and it said, like, cool things I would love to create.
Mm.
And that was just, like, a running list of, like, all big ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is now that list is basically my to-do list.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's, like, cool. I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's becoming the to-do list. But just getting organized, having fun with it, make it a cool color if that makes you happy, or put in your logo, or however you want to brand it. So when you look at it, it's an exciting thing. It's part of your daily practice. And just also, too, the night before, getting organized of knowing what you're going to do tomorrow, so you become intentional. And that has really helped me with anxiety, too. when I wake up and like, what do I have to do today? Mm-hmm. I already have it organized. And all I'm just doing at that point is tuning in of like, what would feel really good today?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Those are my hacks for to-do list.
So good. I'm excited to implement some today.
Okay, good.
Today.
And then, so if you love that to workshop vibe, you'll definitely dig the workshop downtown. We are having open enrollment for April. We only have a few spots left. But if you dig what you're hearing and you want to work with us in person, like in real life, you could do that. Go to our Instagram and Facebook /theworkshopdowntown and grab your spot for April. It's almost sold out.
And you can also come see us next Sunday. We'll be doing a little mini series of workshops.
Yes. So we're co-hosting Market in the Alley at Ferguson's on March 18th from 12 to 4. It's going to be awesome. So many of our amazing community members are going to be vending, and there's going to be food and coffee and music and art.
Yoga. Live screen printing. Family-friendly activities. All kinds of stuff.
And the workshop downtown is doing a pop-up. So we're going to be curating workshops of how to compost, how to tap to release stress, and how to create a terrarium.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Yeah,
so definitely grab your spots on there, and the link to that is also on our Instagram and Facebook. Yeah.
We're so excited. Whatever you want, guys. Sold out, guys. It's going to be packed.
Yeah, it's going to be a packed house. Be sure to be there.
Yes.
It's going to be beautiful. All right, well, thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful week.
See you next week. Bye.